This week's parsha, we read how Yaakov Avinu obtained the brachos from his father Yitzchak, taking them away from Esav. When Esav finds out that Yaakov received the brachos, he's devastated, and he approaches Yitzchak and he says, "Bracheni gam ani avi, Dad, bless me as well." And Yaakov says, "Sorry, ba'achicha b'mirma ve'yikach b'charsecha. Your brother came here and cunningly took away your brachos." And Esav says, "Dad, you gave him all of the brachos. Hello, it's saltali bracha. He didn't reserve me a bracha." And Yaakov says, "Son, I got nothing left to give you. I gave him everything. In fact, I even made him a master over you. You will be his servant." And Esav desperately tries again. "Habracha achas hu lachavi? Don't you have one bracha to give me? Bracheni gam ani avi. Bless me too, Dad." Vayisa Esav koila vayevk. And he raises his voice and he cries. And then Yitzchak gives him a bracha. Mishmana arasi mashavecha. And you shall live by your sword. And the question is, if Yitzchak had this bracha in his back pocket all along, why did he tell Esav that he had no more brachas to give him? Why did Yitzchak tell him, "Ba'achicha b'mirma v'ikach b'charsecha"? So I saw a very powerful answer. The truth is, Yaakov took all of the brachas. Yitzchak had no more brachas to give Esav. But then something dramatic happened. V'yisa Esav koila v'yevk. When Esav realized he lost the brachos, he started to cry. When someone sheds genuine tears, it opens up new channels in Shemayim. It opens up new pathways of blessings. So now Yitzchak was able to tap into those newly created brachos and bestow it upon Esav. What an incredible idea. The Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Amar Reb Elazar, "Miyom shenichra Beis HaMikdash, from the day that Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, ninalu shari tefillah. The gates of tefillah were sealed. However, even though the gates of tefillah are closed, the gates of tears are not sealed. Hashem listens to and answers every heartfelt tefillah, a tefillah that's accompanied by tears. Even tears from a Rasha like Esav. And Kal v'chomer, the tears from a Jewish heart." Question is, if the gates of tefillah are closed, why do we daven every day? And what happens to all our tefillahs? So I saw an unbelievable idea from the Satmar Rebbe. He says, Chazal say that tefillah is advarim ha'omdim beruma shel olam. It is situated in the upper echelons of the world. What does it mean that it is ha'omdim beruma shel olam? Chazal could have said that tefillah is very significant, it is very chashiv. Why beruma shel olam? So he says something amazing. Beruma shel olam means that they're all waiting up at the gates of tefillah. Every tefillah we daven gets piled up at that sealed gate. Then one day, we daven a sincere tefillah, a deep, heartfelt, emotional tefillah, one that elicits tears. And those tefillahs break down the gate, the Shaarei tefillah. And all our tefillahs that were piled up there over the last few months, over the last few years, hundreds of tefillahs, they come rushing in into that gate. They come pouring in. So all of our tefillahs are not for naught. Even though the gate is sealed, it doesn't go to waste. Our tefillahs don't disappear. They are all suspended at the gate. They are oim de beruma shel olam. And Hashem waits for that one sincere tefillah. And that opens up all the gates in Shemayim. And when that happens, all our tefillahs that were suspended at the gate for months or years come rushing into Shemayim. And it overwhelms the system. And then we get to experience our Yeshua. And now we know. Have a wonderful Shabbos.